Let us pray.
Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I have no illusions when it comes to preaching about how long people retain the word. I have asked sometimes when I'm gone how the sermon was, and I hear, oh, it was great. Well, what was it about? I don't remember. So if you don't remember anything from today, I want you to remember one phrase, and one phrase only. Light is just around the corner. Light is just around the corner. Especially for those who are in darkness, light is just around the corner. People of all ages have proclaimed that word, have borne witness to the word, that light was just around the corner. In my own life, I had a sainted mother who would tell me that. And my response as a good Christian young person was, yeah, right. And I'd roll my eyes. So if you roll your eyes today at me, that's all right too, because it's still true that light is just around the corner. And when she'd say that, I'd say, but you don't know my situation. But you don't know my darkness. I have problems that are unsolvable. And she continued to say, light is just around the corner. So when she got up at my wedding and looked at me and then read the verses of scripture, when God restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. And when she got to the last verse, those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. And I remember her looking right at me when she was saying that. Light is right around the corner. And now I'm the one who's bearing witness to that. And I remember talking to someone this week, a friend of mine who's going through terrible darkness. And it's a darkness that doesn't have an easy answer to it. And as we were talking, and I'm on the phone trying to encourage him and trying not to give him platitudes. People hate platitudes. You don't want to hear, it'll all be all right when it's not all right. It'll all be great when it's not great. Things will work itself out, but they weren't working themselves out. And as I'm talking to him, struggling for the words to talk about light being around the corner, some epiphany happened in me. And I said to him, and for the first time I realized this, all the things, all the darkness in my life, from those dark periods of time, are now the things that have given me the most joy, the most peace, the most gravitas, the most empathy, all the things that I thought were terrible, all the things that were terrible. And I'm not saying that you should embrace all the terrible things and say, yeah, this is great. But what it did for me was for me to recognize that God is light, even in that darkness. And that there are depths of empathy I have now that I could have never had unless I had gone through the darkness and seen God as light. So I want to tell you today that light is around the corner. John the Baptist saw it, and he kept telling his people, light is around the corner. The Apostle Paul saw it when he was speaking to the Thessalonian Christians. Now, these were people who had committed to Christ. And instead of life getting better for them, instead of life being joyous for them, life was very difficult. Being a Christian in those days, nobody celebrated your holidays. Being a Christian in those days, no one said, come over for dinner and tell me about this Jesus person. Being a Christian in those days could mean that you could lose your job and lose your family. But they had one great hope. They were told that that generation would not pass away before Jesus would come back. So they held on to that hope. And then Christians started dying and they were burying their dead. and Jesus wasn't coming back. And they didn't know what to do. That was darkness. And Paul tells them not only that light is around the corner, but how to hang on until you see the light. And I love his injunctions, because every time I read this, I said, you've got to be kidding. What did he say? He said, rejoice always. Pray constantly. He said that we are to not quench the spirit. In other words, we're to look for those times when God speaks, and we're not to say, well, that's hooey. We're not to quench the spirit. But the most important thing he says in this, and I hope that you remember this, is he said, hold fast to what is good. And in my mind, I'm reminded of parents who, in trafficked areas of New York, would have a vice-like grip on their kids. I mean, those kids couldn't move because it was dangerous, so they grab onto those kids for dear life. And that's what it means to hold fast. Hang on like you have a vice-like grip. Hold on to what? To what is good. You see, it's so easy in a dark world to hold on to the bad things, or to surround ourselves with bitterness, or to be so angry with life that we can't see any good around us. But the Bible tells us we're to hold with a vice-like grip on what is good. And what is good? God is good. Grace is wonderful. Peace that we have from Jesus. All the things that make life worth living. The people he's put into our lives that love us, that is good. Hold on with a vice-like grip on all that is good. Light is just around the corner. It's the light we see in Jesus Christ our Lord. When darkness comes, whether it's physical illness, whether it's the death of a loved one, whether it's a bone-crushing depression, whatever it is, when darkness comes, hold on to good. Because Jesus promises to all who love him, to all who seek him, that light is just around the corner. Let us pray. Lord, we ask that you would help us to see that light, the light that is just around the corner. We ask that in our personal darknesses, whatever they are, that you would grant us a glimpse of your peace, of your light. Help us to hold on to all that is good. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.